We're moving into the heart of election season. Control of Congress is at stake. Key races in different states may turn on different issues, but one national issue has emerged. It's the care of veterans. You'll recall that the scandal at the Department of Veterans Affairs revealed that veterans had to wait weeks or even months for care, and that records on wait times were falsified. The Secretary of Veterans Affairs lost his job. It's now a major topic as lawmakers try to keep theirs. Here's NPR's Brian Naylor.
In 2010, it was Obamacare that dominated the airwaves. In this year's midterms, there's nothing quite so dominant, but an issue that has risen to prominence is veterans. Candidates of both parties are featuring the VA scandal in their ads. Elizabeth Wilner is vice president of Kantar Media Ad Intelligence, which tracks political advertising.
It has been the one big breaking news story of 2014 that's actually reverberating in campaign ads in a widespread way. We don't see foreign policy events, the crisis in the Middle East, even border security here at home, appearing in campaign ads to nearly the same degree.
Wilner says as of last month, some 34,000 veterans-themed ads have run in races nationwide. Candidates are using the VA problems in their ads in different ways. For Republican Rick Allen, who's running for a congressional seat in Georgia, it's another in a string of Obama administration woes.
Look at the mess Obama's made. Veterans dying, ignored by the VA. The crisis on our border.
But most campaigns seem to be using the VA scandal as a standalone problem. Jackie McPherson is a Democrat running for Congress in Arkansas. His ad features a Vietnam-era veteran dealing with PTSD.
We've done our duty with respect and honor, and the United States need to stand behind us.
I'm Jackie McPherson, and I approve this message because I'll always stand with our veterans.
It may seem like candidates for Congress are spending a lot of money to win over veterans, a relatively small segment of the electorate, but what they're really after are votes of undecided and independent voters, says John Saltz, chairman of VoteVets.org.
People aren't talking about veterans issues in this election to sway veterans. They're talking about veterans issues to talk to undecided, independent voters. The reason is because it is a, you know, mom and apple pie issue.
Vote Vets is a Democratic group that's spending $5 million to unseat Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. Saltz blames McConnell for blocking a $21 billion measure aimed at increasing VA funding. The group is running this ad featuring a Vietnam veteran shown slowly walking with a cane.
Senator McConnell, I did my duty. But after 30 years in Washington, you failed to do yours. Time for you to go.
Republicans have their own groups, among them Concerned Veterans for America, which is backed by the Koch brothers. Here's an ad they're running in Iowa, attacking Democratic Congressman Bruce Braley, who's running for the Senate.
The VA is failing our veterans. Secret lists, long waits, preventable deaths. Congress was warned, but Bruce Braley ignored it.
Dan Caldwell is Issues and Legislative Campaign Manager for Concerned Veterans. He says this spot and one the group is running in North Carolina, targeting Democratic Senator Kay Hagan, are aimed at holding Democrats accountable.
Both Congressman Braley and Senator Kay Hagan have something in common. They both campaigned on being veterans advocates, that they were going to help fix the VA. But once they got into office, the situation at the VA got worse, and they didn't really devote enough attention to it.
It remains to be seen if voters will blame members of Congress for the failings of the VA, but it's clear that lots of candidates believe standing with veterans is one way to win undecided voters this November. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.